Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. Give yourself a buffer of time at the end of the meditation so that you can use this opportunity that you create, this beautiful energy, this calm energy, this peace and stillness during the meditation, to contemplate on the important questions of life, on your existence. And I usually share a quote at the end, but I will share it with you at the beginning today because it's very adequate. It's by Seneca, one of our favorite teachers here, a Stoic philosopher. He says, I quote, "All this hurrying from place to place won't bring you any relief, for you're traveling in the company of your own emotions, followed by your troubles all the way." End of quote. And so this reinforces what I tell you every day in our meditations, to give yourself some time, to not jump from your life to this meditation and expect to meditate straight away. Let's start right now. No, give yourself a buffer before, give yourself a buffer after. You need to gently, passively, effortlessly fall into it. This is also why I speak in the beginning. By the time you sit, by the time you close your eyes, and by the time you let go of everything that happened before, may it be your dreams, if you're meditating first thing in the morning, or your whole day with all the inputs of data coming to you, and then suddenly expect to transcend this accumulation of thousands and thousands of thoughts from your own mind and from other people's minds. Take your time. Take the time. Sit as you would if you were now the best version of yourself, the most natural version of yourself. You can sit on a chair on the floor. Doesn't matter, as long as you're able to sit nice and tall, taking space, shoulders relaxed. Close your eyes if you've not done so already. We dedicate this meditation session to someone or a group of people because we are not alone. Because we are not alone. Hands to the heart, either in a praying position or flat on the chest. Whatever feels more natural, more comfortable to you. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we release our love, our gratitude and appreciation towards that person. Take a few extra moments now to imagine, visualize, feel that person receiving your dedication. I will start introducing a sound, a vibration now. This will be our meditation object today. This will be the anchor so that our minds doesn't drift off in many different places, so that we can be present here and now during the entirety of this meditation. It's very soft right now, but as soon as you start hearing it, put your focus, your attention on that vibration and keep it there during the entirety of the meditation. When thoughts come in your mind, don't try to eliminate the thoughts, don't judge your thoughts, don't give your opinions. This will just create more thoughts. Simply go back as gently and effortlessly as possible to that sound, putting it back on the foreground of your mind. At some point, the sound will fade out and disappear. Reproduce it in your own mind. Let it resonate naturally. Keep it alive for a few extra moments. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. The beauty of the impermanence of all things, right? Even things that feel good are fleeting moments. Even pleasures are fleeting moments. Just like more challenging events are fleeting moments. But we like to remind ourselves that joy, happy moments, they're fleeting too fast. And sad moments, they seem eternal, but they're not. Everything is impermanent. Joys, happiness, sadness, this too shall pass. Whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, and take your time. Take your space. I would like for you to stay seated for at least a few extra moments now and contemplate on yourself, on your existence. Who are you? Don't give me a name. Don't give me a social function. Don't give me a job. I am an architect. I am Italian. Who are you really? That's more interesting. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.